Today's daf is Nida daf Lamed Dalet. We left off in daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So the first Mishnah in the fourth parak of Maseches Nida discussed Kutim, the Benos Kutim, the Kuti males, what their status is in regards to Tumah, and we went through all the sugyas in the Gemara in terms of what exactly their Hanhagos were that caused us to be concerned about their Tumah status. Now we move on to a similar but different group of people called the Tzedukim. Couple of differences between Kutim and Tzedukim. Primary difference is that whereas by Kutim we have a machlokas, whether they were Geire Arayos or Geire Emes, whether they were in fact Jewish or not, by Tzedukim there's no discussion whatsoever. Tzedukim are certainly Jewish, they just followed Tzadok, who taught them to ignore Torah Shebaal Peh, so there were a lot of halachas that they didn't observe the way we observe them. So says the Mishnah, Benos Tzedukim, the daughters of Tzedukim, Bizman, Shenagul Lechas Bidarche Avosehen, Harin Kikutios, when they follow their father's minhagim, which is to ignore Torah Shebaal Peh, so then they have all the same dinim of a kutis. Pirshul leches b'darche Yisrael erein ki Yisraelis. But when they follow our minhagim, when they act like regular Jews, so then like observant Jews, then they have a din of an observant Jew. Rabbi Yossi amar li olam hein ki Yisraelis ad she yifreshu leleches b'darche avosehen. Rabbi Yossi says you could always assume, the standard assumption is that they are a regular observant Jew, unless you know otherwise, unless that you know that they are going bidarkei avosei and that they are ignoring the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Tosfos writes that the Tzedukim and the Kutim have the same din in that neither of them are moda bidroshas chachavim, just like the Kutim are modim to subscribe to Torah Shebaal Peh, so too the Tzedukim. The Aruch Lener says, now it doesn't say mefurish in the Mishnah, the Aruch Lener points out about the Tzedukim themselves, whether they have a din of a Kutim. Right? It talks about the Benos Tzedukim, the same way it spoke about the Benos Kutim. But the Mishnah about Benos Kutim went on to discuss the Kuti males, the men themselves. In our Mishnah, no mention of the male Kutim, whether they're also male Tzedukim, whether they have a din of being Metame Mishkav Tachton Ke'elion, for instance, like we had by the Kutim. So the Chora, that's completely talui on their Benoseim, on what the status of their daughters are. If they're Noeg Bedarke Yisrael, so then they're if they're Noeg Bedarke Yisrael, so then they're not, the men are not Boalei Nidos, because the women aren't Nidos. But if they follow the Darke Tzedukim, so then they are Metame Mishkav Tachton Ke'elion, because they are Boalei Nidos, because their wives are all Nidos. But the Aruch Lener is not sure about the following. Should we assume that that the female Tzedukim are Nidos Me'ari Sasan like the Kutim? I mean, all the Aruch Lener is trying to do is compare the first two Mishnayos of the Perek over here. Should we assume that the Benos Tzedukim are already Nidos from the crib, from infancy, the same way we would say about the Kutim? Because Lechora, since they're like Kutim, so they don't agree with the Drasha V'isha, which teaches us that Ketanos already could become Tameh, and therefore we can't trust that they're careful about any tumah that might happen. So misvara, it seems that we should make this gezera on the tzedukim the same way we would on the kutim. And even if you say the reason we made this gezera on the kutim was shelo yitamu behem, that we don't want to mix in with them, well, you have that same svara for the tzedukim as well. The only problem is, why does the Mishnah dafka say b'nos tzedukim b'zman shenohagu? B'zman shenohagu sounds like we're talking about older girls already, that we're not talking about infants anymore. Why doesn't it just say Nidos Me'ari Sasan like it did by Kutim? So that gives the impression a little bit that the Tzedukim, for whatever reason, are somewhat different than the baby Kuti girls. Chaznish writes that he thinks that Benos Tzedukim are not Nidos Me'ari Sasan Kibenos Kutim. The Chaznish in Yardea on the section of Maseches Nidos Simin Kuf Yotes Os Tezvav thinks that Tzedukim are different than Kutim in this regard, because even though they're not moda to the drasha of V'isha, that would be Metame, a girl from infancy, still we never find in Masechta Shabbos, when we list off the Yud Ches Dover, the 18 gezeros that they made, one of which is that Benos Kutim are Nidos Me'ari Sasan, we never find a similar such gezera about Benos Tzedukim. So really, Min Hadin, we don't have to be Choshesh, because most of the time infant girls don't see Dam anyway. So it's only Rabbi Meir who's Cheshir Lemita, and even according to Rabbi Meir, you have the Rove and the Chazaka. She has a Cheskas Tara, and you have the combined with the Rove of infant girls who do not see Dam, that Min Hadin, there's no reason to dafka make this gezeira against tzedukim. The only thing is, Chaznish points out, our Mishnah is speaking about only benot tzedukim gedolos, it would turn out. If that's the case, why do we have to say that they're tamei based on darkei avosehen? Forget about, they should be tamei, not based on being tzedukim, but just based on amaratzim, that there is a gezeira midrabanan, that an amaratz is tamei. So what's the Mishnah teaching me that's not already included in the gezeira midrabanan, that all amaratzim are tamei? So Chaznish says nafkamina is to be metame boel with her boel with the tumas boel nida, like a tzeduki. Let's say the tzeduki was tovel, so he doesn't have a din of an ama aretz. The man doesn't have a din of an ama aretz, but is he a boel nida? So that's the nafkamina. That's what the Mishnah teaches me beyond the standard tumas ama aretz that anyway we would have assumed. So who do we pass like in the Mishnah again? The Tanakhama said that it depends whether they follow darkei avosein or not to determine what their status is. Rabbi Yossi says stam people, stam tzedukim, are considered to be kosher unless proven otherwise. So the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayis writes that we do not paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We do not assume stam tzedukim to be kosher. But interestingly, in the Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam doesn't mention this halacha of tzedukim at all. He just doesn't say one way or the other. So in the Tshuvos HaRadvaz, Chilik Beis, in Tavshin, Tzadi Zayin, Tavshin Tzadi Vav rather, the Radvaz writes that the reason that the Rambam doesn't mention it is because in later generations this halacha became completely irrelevant because the tzedukim had deteriorated to such a point where they stopped doing anything normal. They stopped even going to the mikveh entirely. Instead of going to the mikveh, they would sprinkle water on themselves based on the pasuk "Zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim," and they thought that that was good enough. So once it became irrelevant, once none of them were tahorim, so then it became very obvious, painfully obvious, that they all had a status of tumah. So it was no longer necessary for the Rambam to paskin on anything. There was nothing to paskin on. Girls who never go to the mikvah are obviously going to be tamei, and their husbands are going to be considered boel nidos. Says the Gemara now, four lines in on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Iba Iluhu, Stama Mai. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we understand very well that we assume a regular tzeduki girl is perfectly fine unless proven otherwise. Tanakama though wasn't as clear. What do we assume in a stam case? A regular tzeduki girl that we know nothing about, that we have no specific knowledge of her history. Do we assume she's okay? Do we assume she's not okay? So Tashmel, let's try to bring a raya from the Reisha of the Mishnah. That implies that only when we know that they're following their father's minhagim, that's when they're in trouble. Hastama ki Yisraelis. Sounds like if we don't know anything, we could assume all is good. But then you read the very next line, it says, that when do we assume everything is good? When we know that they're doing good. Hastama kikutios, which implies that minastam, they have a din of a kutis. So it's a stira in the mashma, so the first line of the Mishnah. El mehel lekel mashmine. So there's no way to derive from the first half of our Mishnah what the sheet of the Tanakhama is about a stam tzeduki girl. So Tashma, here's where we're really going to derive the sheet of the Tanakhama from, by being medayik in the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Because if Rabbi Yossi is in disagreement with the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Yossi is explicit about what we assume about a stam tzeduki, so we'll know the Tanakhama must assume the opposite about a stam tzeduki. Rabbi Yossi says we always assume stam tzeduki is good until proven otherwise. That implies that the Tanakhama holds that she is stam kuti has a din of a tzeduki, a stam tzeduki has a din of a kutis, so shema mina. So that's a good raya, period. Tana Rabbanan. There was once a tzeduki man that was talking with a kohen gadol out in the market, and a little bit of spittle came out of the tzeduki's mouth, and it ended up, saliva ended up on the kohen gadol's beged, and it was saliva from this tzeduki. And the kohen gadol, Rashi says, Horiku Panav is a lashon of anger. Charalo, he got angry. Marshan Chudisha Gadol says, Chazal, every word is chosen so carefully. Why dafka Horiku Panav? Why not just Charalo or something like that? He says, Horiku Panav, what's the problem with the tzeduki? Is that his wife doesn't observe the halachos of Tumah and Tahara properly. In what way does she not observe the halachos of Tumah and Tahara properly? Might she not observe the halachos of Tumah and Tahara properly? So we just discussed. that when they see dam yarok, they assume that it's tameh, and the mashlimos dam adam l'dam yarok. So he says hariku panav, that the way the Gemara expresses his anger is relating to yarok, relating to that same his face turned green. It's a play on words. So hariku panav shel kohen gadol. The kohen gadol got upset, nervous. V'kadam etz alishto. So he went to the wife of that tzeduki to find out what the story is, whether what she observes. So Amr lo, af pisha neshei tzedukim hein, misyaros min aprushim maras dam lechamis. So she said, listen, even though we're wives of tzedukim, we still are very afraid of the chachamim, so we show all of our dam to the chachamim, and we follow bein l'kula bein l'chumra, whatever the chachamim say. So Amr Rabbi Yossi, b'kino ben yosim min akol, v'hein maras dam lechamim, chutz mi'ishach ha-shchayisa b'shkun ha-senu shloher, dam lechamim mesa. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, I live in a neighborhood where there are a lot of Tzedukim, a mixed neighborhood, and I'm very familiar with their practices, and absolutely they ask everything to the Chachamim, except for there was one woman once that didn't, and she died as a result of it, and that's what scared the rest of them off. Right? That's Mestama, Rabbi Yossi, the point Rabbi Yossi is trying to make, that why are they Misyaros Min HaChachamim? This was suddenly after the Chumrah. There's no reason for them to be Misyaros Min HaChachamim. The Chachamim didn't have any control over them. No, they were Misyaros Min HaChachamim because they thought they'd cast a spell on them or something, and the woman died. They attributed it to the fact that the woman didn't ask her shailus to the chachamim. So, frak the gemara v'teplei mishum tzinor adam aretz. Why isn't the kohen gadol worried anyway? Because of tzinor adam aretz. Meaning, even if he weren't a tzeduki, l'kol apachas is nam aretz, so his saliva is tameh. Amar Rava ibit tzeduki chaver. Who says that he's nam aretz? Maybe we're talking about a tzeduki who's a chaver. Amar Rava tzeduki chaver bol nidah mashvaslei. Well, then what are you worried about that he's bol nidah if he's a chaver? So, same questions we had yesterday about the kuti, right? So, says Amar Rava regel hava. This was around Yantiv time. The Tumas Amaretz Beregel Ketarish Avin Rabbanon. So even though he's a Tzeduki, with the Tumas Amaretz would not have been a problem because around Yantiv time we take away the Gzeira of Tumas Am Haaretz. We no longer assume that all Amaretzim are Tameh around Yantiv time. The Chsiv Eyasav Kalish Yisrael Elayir Ki Ish Echad Chaverim, where we darshin Hakatzav Asan Kulan Chaverim, that the Torah makes them all Chaverim. But the fact that he's a Tzeduki is still there. He's a Stam Tzeduki, he's a Bol Nida, so that certainly caused great concern to the Kohen Gadol. Just the Ama Aretz Shabbo didn't cause great concern to the Kohen Gadol. Now the Aruch Lener raises the question. Rashi says that he got very angry because his begadim became tameh. So the Aruch Lener says, so what? So go to the mikveh and then bring the begadim to the mikveh and then they'll be tahor that night. It's not like your begadim are ruined forever. Why would he get so upset just because his begadim are ruined? So the Aruch Lener says, Efshar lefarish shezeh hamaisa ira biyom haKippurim o samach lo imchashecha. It could be that this happened on Yom HaKippurim and that those begadim were important begadim that he was wearing and he could not afford the tum of his begadim, so he got very angry because then the avoda is not going to be. He's going to have major problems with the avoda. He's the only one that could do the avoda, and it's very embarrassing to have someone else take his place to do the avoda because he couldn't keep over his. He couldn't watch over his status of tahara. Very difficult to kimta to understand. What's he doing out in the shuk on Yom HaKippurim? Isn't he busy? And, you know, a whole week before Yom HaKippurim, he's sequestered in the Beis Hamikdash. So on Yom Kippur itself, he's just standing to be hanging out talking to Tzedukim in the Shuk. Very, very challenging to understand. The Elchner also says that the reason that Rashi doesn't say this is that Maskana, we say that this was Beregel. So Yom Kippur isn't one of the Gimel, isn't one of the Sholosh Regalim. So how could you say that the Tumah status isn't of an Amar, isn't something to worry about because it was Regel? If it was Yom Kippur, it wasn't Regel. Elchner says, I'm not so bothered by that personally, or the Chazdei David. One of the Elchner says, I'm not so bothered by that Kasha personally, because when we say that an Amaretz doesn't have a status of Tumah, on Regel, it doesn't only mean on the Yontif itself. It means around the time of the Yontif, when everyone's being all the Regel. So Yom Kippur is pretty close to Sukkot, so probably by then already, we already don't have to worry about the Tumas Amaretz. But more fundamentally, halachically, what did this guy do? What did this Kohen Gadol do? He wanted to ascertain what the story was, so he went to the wife of the Tzeduki and just asked her what her practice is. Asks the Rashba, and when she tells him, how's he allowed to believe her? It's a klal in all the shas. Anyone who's chashed on something, if let's say you have a person who eats nevelos and treifas and tells you, don't worry, everything in my yogurt shop is kosher. So you're not allowed to trust, or whatever kind of shop, but you're not allowed to trust a person who themselves eats nevelos and treifas, right? How could you possibly trust a person like this? How can you? She's chashed on the davar. you're just going to believe her, whatever she says? And first, and furthermore, why did he go to the wife? Why didn't you just ask the tzeduki himself? So the Ritva says that one kasha answers the other one. Because the tzeduki himself saw how angry the kohen got. That's why the Gemara made a big deal about the fact that he got angry. The tzeduki saw that the kohen wasn't happy about this. So if the kohen would ask him, the tzeduki would realize that he's asking him to know about his tumah status, and therefore the tzeduki would lie. But the wife didn't know anything about this. The wife had no idea that the kohen was asking because he needed to know. So she could still be masiach lefitumo. And as long as she's being masiach lefitumo, as long as she's just speaking innocently, having no idea that she's being relied upon, so then she would still have ne'amanus. The Ran writes only for dinim derabanan, though. Would someone have ne'amanus as a masiach lefi tumo? But that would be good enough over here. And he says that's why the Gemara again so precise in its lashon. V'kadam etzel ishto. What does v'kadam mean? He quickly got there first. First before who? Before the husband got home in time to tell his wife. Listen, there's a kohen gadol, an angry kohen gadol who might show up asking some questions. So before the husband has it's time to warn his wife, say he went and he asked this question. Now the Mishnah Achrona on this next part of the story, Mishnah Achrona writes that Rabbi Yossi, who says that that they show the dam to the chachamim, is the same Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah who holds that it's stam tzeduki always has a dim v'Yisraelis that they go unless you know that they go b'darkei avosein. And he says the Tanakama in our Mishnah who thinks that a stam tzeduki does not show the dam to the chachamim agrees in the Metzias that most tzeduki women do show the dam to the chachamim, but the Tanakama stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. Reb Meir is choshish l'miyuta, so that's the opinion that holds that even though there's just a minority of tzeduki women, there was just that one woman in Rabbi Yossi's neighborhood that didn't show the dam to the chachamim. You have to be choshesh even for that miut. So that's how the Mishnah Achrona, very sharp, says that the machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi is reflected again in this Gemara, where Rabbi Yossi tells us that don't worry, the majority of tzeduki women actually show the dam to the chachamim. Just one of the Achronim, the Bircha Shai, points out that that's clearly not the way the Rambam understood the Mishnah, because the Rambam in the Perusha Mishnah, as we mentioned before, paskins against Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. So it's hard to say that the machlokas in our Mishnah is really about chayshinu lemiyuta or not chayshinu lemiyuta, where the Tanakama is choshish lemiyuta and Rabbi Yossi is not. Well, then why would the Rambam paskin against Rabbi Yossi? We don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. We paskin that we follow Rov, that we're not chayshinu lemiyuta. So according to the Rambam, you have to say that the machlokas is what a stam kuti actually does, that it's not really about chayshinu lemiyuta or not chayshinu lemiyuta. Okay, let's see next Mishnah now. Says the Gemara Vayter. Says the Mishnah Dam, on the top of Lam Dalet Amud Aleph, four lines in. Dam Oved Chachamim v'dam Tara shel Mitzoraas, blood that comes from a non-Jewish woman, or Dam Tara that comes from a Mitzora woman. Beishamei Mitarim. Beishamei says absolutely tahar. By Dam Oved Chachamim, even though we're gozer on a non-Jewish woman that her roke, her saliva and her urine are tameh, the Beis Shammai assumes that the chum were never gozer on her blood, which may sound strange because you would think that the blood would be more of a problem. But the Gemara is going to explain that according to Beis Shammai, we needed to make the din of an Ovedus Kochavim different than the din of a Yisraelis. So in order to make a hecker that it's not that she doesn't have the same din, that it's not that her whatever tumah she has is only tumah midrabanan, not tumah midaraisa, we take that which would normally be the most tamei and say that it's not tamei at all. So that highlights to us that whatever tumah she does have is only midrabanan. Ubeisilolomrim karoko. Beisil says, now there's a built-in hecker, just like her saliva and her urine is only metame when it's moist, it's not metame when it's dry, it's not metame when it's yavesh, so her dam also should be metame only when it's moist and not metame when it's yavesh, as opposed to a regular Jewish woman whose dam is going to be metame lach v'yavesh. So that alone is a hecker, just the difference between the dry blood of one and the dry blood of the other. So as Beisil says that we are metame her dam just only when it's moist. Period. That's one halach in the Mishnah. Again, that was about a dam of a non-Jewish woman or a dam tara of a mitzora. Halacha number two, dam a yoledes shalotavla. What about dam of a yoledes who already, her days of tumah are over. She had a baby boy, the 7 days of initial tumah are over, but she has not gone to the mikvah. What about the dam that comes out of her body? Beishami or mekuroko kamemi meragleha. Beis Shammai says it has the same status as her saliva and urine, which is only metame moist, and not metame when it's dry. Ubisilo metame lach v'yavish. And Bisilo says that's metame either way, metame both moist and dry. Umodim b'yaledus bezov she metame lach v'yavish. And everyone agrees that if she was yaledus bezov, that then, and she hasn't gone to the mikveh after the yimei tumah are over, that her dam is going to be metame both lach and yavish. That is a full status of real dam nida. That would be metame no matter what. Okay, so there are only two halachas in this mishnah. Just to keep it clear, the dam of the avodas chavim slash dam tarish mitzora, and then the dam of a yoledes was not gone to the mikveh. So ask the gemara of alas lube shamay. So again, in the case of the dam of avodas chavim, we said Beishamai said it's completely tahar. So ask the gemara of Beishamai, daberel b'nei Yisrael v'martaleim ish ish ki yezav b'nei Yisrael metam b'ziva v'einov dechav metam b'ziva aval gazralei and shiyu kezav in l'kol devrayim. Does Beishamai not hold of the fact that there is a drasha that tells us that goyim don't have tumas ziva, but the Chachamim were gozer to Maziva? What does Beishamai do with the Gezeres Chachamim? Beishamai just did away with it. He said that their dam is completely tahar. Doesn't he hold of the drasha that the whole world holds of? So Amar Lecha Beishamai, Beishamai would respond to you, Hechi Lavid, what do you want us to do with this dam? L'tamei lach v'yavesh. You wanted to say that it's completely tamei both lach v'yavesh. Asiso kishal Torah. Well, then it's going to be exactly the same halacha as a Jewish woman's dam, and everyone's going to think that it's tamei midaraisa. So what if people think that it's tamei midaraisa? So Rashi points out, practically, that could be a very big problem. In the third very wide line of Rashi, dikima deleka akeira, asi lemisra fale truma v'kachim. You might end up burning truma v'kachim on account of the tuma that's contracted from this dam. But midaraisa, there is no tuma, and there's an isidaraisa to burn truma tahora. So you can't burn truma just based on this tuma. So if we're going to be metame her dam, both lach and yavesh, people won't differentiate between her dam and real dam nida slash ziva of a Jewish woman. So we don't want to do that. So what's the other option? Lit mi lach v'lo yit mi yavesh. Chilakta b'shel Torah. You're going to be metame only lach and not yavesh. So then you're going to come to be mechalik by the, you're going to come to say the same thing by a Jewish woman. And we know that's not true by a Jewish woman, meaning a person's going to come and say, oh, dam nida is only metame when it's moist. It's not metame when it's yavesh. And they're going to think even when a Jewish woman has dam nida, that it's only metame when it's lach and it's not metame when it's yavesh. So there was nothing to be, there was no way to make this gezerah on the dam. So when the Chacham said that an Ovedus Kochavim, they made a gezerah that she has tuma, they could not have been metame the dam. They had to be metame other things like the roke and meme ragleha, because otherwise we'd run into trouble. So frek the Gemara, ihachi roko meme ragleha nami. Why don't you have the same concerns about the roke and meme raglaim? That the roke and meme raglaim of a Jewish woman is only metame lach and not yavesh. So when you do the same thing by a non-Jewish woman, people are going to think that it's tuma midaraisa. So why aren't you concerned about making the gzeira on her roke and meme raglaim as well? And so Gemara, kibin davdin hakera bedama, made the idea deroke meme raglaim drabanan. Well, once you made a din that her dam is tahar, everyone's going to realize that her whatever tuma she has is not daraisa. Because if whatever tuma she had was daraisa, then her dam would be tame also. So once we refrained from making any sort of gzeira on the dam, Beishamai will tell you, so then there was no longer a concern that people will be confused that a roke and meraglayim are tamei midaraisa. It will be obvious that it's not tamei midaraisa, because if it was tamei midaraisa, we would have been metame the dam also. So frankly, gemara v'lavad akeira baroko meraglayim v'letumi l'dama. Yeah, so we had to make a gzera in one of these areas and not in the other area. So what did we choose to do? We made a gzera on her roke and meraglayim, but not in her dam. So why don't we do the opposite? Why don't we make a gzera that her dam is tamei and not her roke and meraglayim? And that way, everyone would realize if her roke and meraglayim are not tamei, it must be that whatever tuma she has is not da'oraisa, and then there would be no problem. You could be metame the dam, both lach and yavesh. Why don't we do that? And so Gemara, roko me meraglayim d'shchichi gazbir rabbanan. Dam is lo shchicha, lo gazbir rabbanan. Roke and meraglayim are shchiach, the rabbanan chose to make a gzera. Where dam is not shchiach, the rabbanan chose not to make a gzera. Two kashas. First of all, is that true? Dam is not shchiach on non-Jewish women. It's pretty shchiach as far as I know. No, don't they see dam every month the same way that the Jewish women see dam? And also, we say milsa de lo shchicha lo gazu berabbanon. Rav Shachter has in his notes on Maseches Beitza that milsa, he tries to show that it's a very viable understanding. Milsa de lo shchicha lo gazu berabbanon is not just that the rabbanon chose not to make a gzeira on the milsul shchicha, but that the rabbanon are not permitted to make a gzeira on the milsul shchicha. That is, it's really baltosif to make new dinim. So the rabbanon should not be allowed to make new dinim. Elamai, the Torah gives them rishus lemigdar milsa, that they're allowed to make new dinim. But when is it lemigdar milsa? Only when it's a milsa de shchicha. But when it's a milsa de lo shchicha, so what kind of gedarim are they making? It's something that's completely uncommon. It's beyond the permission that they have. It's beyond their rights, and therefore be a violation of baltosif. Sounds from this gemara that they were choosing which one to make a gzeira on, and that they could have chosen one or the other, and they chose not to do the gzeira on the milsa de lo shchicha. But I think the two issues resolve each other. Meaning, when it's a genuine milsa de lo shchicha, the rabbanon are not permitted to make a gzeira. But what if it's something that is somewhat shchiach, but the rabbanon could make a gzeira on something that's somewhat shchiach or something that's very shchiach? So then they have the option. They could choose which one they want, but it's obviously most logical to make the gzeira on that which is more shchiach. So of course dam is shchiach for a non-Jewish woman. Shchiach in the sense that it's always there once a month. How often does she have saliva? Every single day of her life. How often does she have urine? Every single day of her life. So that's much more shchiach, even though dam is also shchiach, but it's much more shchiach, relatively shchiach. And therefore, the Rabbanan chose to make a gzera on the more common of the two. Amar Rava, Zovo Tamei Afilu Beis Shammai. So Rava says that Beis Shammai would hold that the Zov is Tamei. Kiryotar afilu beis Hillel, the keri that comes out, meaning a male guy who sees ziva, who sees a flow, is tame even according to Beis Shammai, and bal keri, the shechva zera, is tahar even according to Beis Hillel. Zovo tame afilu beis Shammai diikol lemevada keri bikiryo. The reason Beis Shammai says that the zov is tame is because the fact that his shechva zera is tahar is already an indication that it's not tumadara, that nothing, no tumah he has is tumadaraisa. So we're safe. Kiryotar afilu beis Hillel, the reason even beis Hillel's moda that his shechva zera is tar is because of Rabba Rabbanan Akeri, ki echad alisra for that chum of kachim. The Rabbanan needed to make a heker so to let it be known that this tumah is not araisa. So they made that heker by making his shechva zera tahar. So asking Rabba beloved Akeri bezovav l'tmuy l'kiryo, why didn't the Rabbanan make the heker by being metar his zov and be metame his keri? And so Gemara Zovo de lo tali b'maisa gazu b'rabbanan. Kiryo de tali b'maisa lo gazu b'rabbanan. Zov, which just comes out of his body but has nothing to do with him being aroused or anything like that, so the Rabbanan chose to make a gzera. But Bal Keri, which he's in control of, and he could avoid the Keri from coming out if he wants, if he were to just stay away from arousal or whatever else, so the Rabbanan didn't see fit to make a gzera. So says Gemara Leim Sayele, let's bring a raya to this, Oved, meaning this halacha, that the shichva zera of a guy is tahar, is completely tahar. So we'll bring a raya from the following. Ovedus kocham shepolta shichva zera miyisrael tameya. If you have a non-Jewish woman who's paleta shichva zera miyisrael, she had bia with Yisrael. So for 72 hours after the bia, we assume the shichva zera is still coming out of her. So that is going to make her tameh. Ubas yisrael shepolta shichva zera minovid chavim tahora. But a Jewish woman who had bia with a non-Jewish man, and she's paleta the shichva zera of the non-Jewish man, she's going to be tahora. My love, tahora gemura. Doesn't that imply that she is completely tahora in the sense that even midrabbanon there's no tumah because the shichva zera of a guy is absolutely has absolutely no tumah whatsoever? So says gemara, lo. Tahara midaraisa, tmei midrabanan. How do you know it means that? Maybe it means that she's tahara midaraisa, but midrabanan, the shechva zera that's inside of her, is tamei on a drabanan level. So that is not a good raya, so that raya failed. The Gemara says, let's bring another one. Tashma, second and final raya. Nimtseis omer shechva zera shel Yisrael tmeya bekol makom. It turns out that the shechva zera of a Jew is tamei wherever it may be. Even if it may be inside the body of a non-Jewish woman, and the shechva zera of an ovedus kochavim is tahar wherever it is, even in the body of a Jewish woman. Now here's the key. This is what we're adding that we didn't say in the first raya. Except for if it's found in her meraglayim. If the shechva zera is in her meraglayim, then it's going to be tameh. And if you're going to try to answer this raya the same way you answered the previous raya, that when we say that the shechva zera of a guy inside a Jewish woman is tahora, we only mean tahora midaraisa, aval tumeya midrabanan, but when we say Tahora means that it's still time midrabanan, well then atu meragla midaraisa mimetamu, but then how do we contrast it with when it's found in her meraglayim? When it's found in her meraglayim, we said it's tame. That means midaraisa. If tar meant only tar midaraisa, but really tame midrabanan, then tame must mean tame midaraisa. But that's ridiculous. It can't be that it's tame midaraisa. El shmamina tara fil midrabanan shmamina. So this is a clear raya, therefore, that the shikva zera of a guy is tahar even on a daraisa level, even on a drabbanan level. Not only on a daraisa level, even on a drabbanan level, it's completely tahar. Amar mar, shikva zera shel yishol tamei b'kol makom afilu b'mei avodas chavim. So we said the shikva zera of a Jew is tamei wherever it may be, even if it's inside a non-Jewish woman's body. So tivshal debay Rav Papa, this should be able to answer Rav Papa's shayla. Debay Rav Papa, shikva zera shel yishol b'mei avodas chavim mahu. That's a pretty direct answer to Rav Papa Shaila. Rav Papa Shaila was, if you have Shikva Zara of Yisrael in a non-Jewish woman's body, what's its status? So here we have straight out that its status is that it's Tameh, wherever it may be. So says Gemara, no, we misunderstood Rav Papa's Shaila. Obviously, that would answer that understanding of Rav Papa's Shaila, but really the Shaila is like this. B'toch gimelo kamibayle, Rav Papa. Rav Papa wasn't asking, within 3 days, within 72 hours of the Bia, is the Shikva Zara still Tamei? That, of course, it's still Tamei, because she's still Polata Shikva Zara of Yisrael, and Yisrael's Shikva Zara is Tamei. That's not a Shaila. Ki kamibayle la'achar gimel. My. The shaila was, what about after the 72 hours? What's the din going to be then? If after 72 hours of the Jewish man having tashmish with the non-Jewish woman, is his shikva zara still potent enough to cause tumah? Now, a Jewish man has bia with a Jewish woman. After 72 hours, we assume shikva zara is nothing, that it loses all potency. So why is it going to be different with a non-Jewish woman? So unbelievable svara the Gemara has. Yisrael, the daigi b'mitzvos chavul grufayu masriach. Maybe when he has bia with a Jewish woman, so Jews are always nervous about mitzvos, they always have to worry about doing mitzvos, so their bodies have more chimum, and they spoil the shikva zara more quickly. But of the chavim v'lo daigi b'mitzvos, lo chavul grufayu v'lo masriach. But non-Jewish people don't have to worry about mitzvos as much. They only have seven of them. They don't have to worry about mitzvos as much. And therefore, their bodies won't get warm, so to speak. They won't get to the point that they're not going to spoil the shikva zera as quickly. Oh, Dilmer, maybe we should say the opposite svara. Kivin da'achli shkatzim ramatim chavil gufayu masriach. Maybe the fact that they eat non-kosher things, they eat shkatzim ramatim, that causes their bodies to be masriach, whatever's inside of their bodies, to spoil whatever's inside of their bodies, including the shikva zara. I don't know if there's any medical explanation on either side of this equation, but the Gemara just raises that as the shayla. Teku leaves it as a teku. So Rashi writes, so what does it mean? Daigi b'mitzvos, that yireim v'charedim b'mitzvos mitok da'agasam v'schamemim. So all the Achronim ask, how could you say that the reason it's Masriach after 3 days is because Jews are daigi b'mitzvos? Where do we learn the din of 3 days? That Paleta Shekhva Zara is a din in 3 days? Because for 3 days prior to Matan Torah, we had to separate from our wives so that our wives will not be Poleta Shekhva Zara and Matan Torah. They should be Tahora at Matan Torah. They shouldn't have to worry about Paleta Shekhva Zara. What mitzvos exactly were we worried about prior to Matan Torah? Where's the daigi b'mitzvos before Matan Torah? Very strong kasha, no? Matan Torah is when we got all the mitzvahs. So the Matan V'Seser suggests, no, we had several mitzvahs already were given to us in Mara. We had other mitzvahs. Not all the mitzvahs were given at Matan Torah. We had a lot of mitzvahs beforehand also. So maybe on account of those mitzvahs, that would be enough. The Aruch Haner says, no, look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayhiba Yom HaShlishi B'Yos HaBoker, Vayechrad Kol Ha'am Asher B'machna. It didn't, Matan Torah, it dafka says beferish in the pasuk that even prior to Matan Torah, the morning of Matan Torah, vayecharad kol ha'am, we had charada not as a result of mitzvos, we had actual charada as a result of being mekabel b'nei shechina. We're going to hear the Torah straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was something that was very nerve wracking. So the Gemara's shaila is, do we have this ongoing charada because of our observance of mitzvos? But they had a beferish charada in the Chumash, the Aruch Linar points out. And he says, and that's why, even though generally when we speak about Klal Yisrael, it just says Ha'am, over here it says Kol Ha'am. to let us know that every single one had to be concerned about this, the Pletas Shechvazara only up until 3 days, but after that there was no Cheshash of Pletas at all, because everyone had that same level of Charada. Now what about on the other side of the equation, Shkatzim Ramasin, that the Gayim eat is going to cause them to be completely different? So Tosus already asked that in our Gemara, the Gemara raised it as a Suffolk. Maybe Yisrael is Chavul Gufayim more, maybe a Gay is Chavul Gufayim more, but Tosus in Sechs of Adzar, Lamed Aleph and Beis, points out that the Gemara over there takes it as a Davar Pashut, that those non-Jews who drink Mashkim Hamagulin, they drink liquids that have been left exposed, which the Gemara says we're not allowed to do because of Sakana. We say, what do you mean we're not allowed to do it? The Gayim do it all the time. None of them die. So why is it not a Sakana? So the Gemara says, yeah, because they eat Shkatzim or Masim, so their bodies built up a tolerance to it. So it's Chavul Gufayim. And the Gemara takes that as Davar Pashut, that yeah, for sure, it's Chavul Gufayim because they eat Shkatzim or Masim. When we keep kosher, we can't drink Mayim Magulim because it's going to be very dangerous for us. So Tosfos asks, why is it so Pashut, one side of the equation over there? Over here, it's it can go either way. So Tosfos says, no, when it comes to being saved from poison that might be inside Mayim Magulim, so the worry of mitzvos is not going to help save us from the poison. Like eating Shkatzim Masim, it's about building up a resistance to it, building up a tolerance to it. So Shkatzim Masim is like a little bit of poison. So they built up a tolerance to it, so it's a different kind of Chavul Gufayim. But in terms of killing the Shechvazera, that remains a suffix. There's an unbelievable Chasam Sofer in his parish in Shas, in a couple of places, in Shabbos Daf Pei Vav, and of Daf Lamed Aleph, where Chasam Sofer writes that we can't trust any doctors to tell us anything, because even Jewish doctors, about the Metzius of what's going on, because even Jewish doctors, their training is from studying non-Jewish bodies. And since their training is from books that come from studying mostly non-Jewish bodies, and Chavul Gufayim, it's completely different Metzius, and you can't trust anything. Wild Chiddush of the Chasam Sofer, based on this, of Achli Shkatzim Matzim. Dam Tara Shal Metzaras. So Beis Shammai said the Dam Tara of Metzaras in our Mishnah is Tahora. And Beis Hillel says, no, it's like Roken Meraglayim. So says the Gemara, my time at the Beis Hillel. Why did the Beis Hillel say that it's like Rokem Eruglayim? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Lezachar L'Rabus Mitzorah L'Mayinosav Ulin Akeva L'Rabus Mitzoras L'Mayinoseha. Lezachar L'Akeva teaches us that a Mitzorah and a Mitzoras, the Mayonos of a Mitzorah and a Mitzoras, like the Dam that comes out of her, are Tamei. My Mayinoseha, what does it mean Mayinoseha? Ile Meshar Mayonos Mizachar Nafka. If you mean all the other Mayonos, like the saliva and the urine and all that, well, that we already know from the Zachar. So what's unique about Nikeva El L'Dam, El L'Tamei Dam Tara Shalom, must be about the Damtara of a Nekeva. Ubeshame Nekeva Mizacha Loasya. Beshame says, no. When it says Nekeva, it's only coming to teach me about Sharmayanos, not about the Dam. And you cannot learn Sharmayanos from Zachar, Dika Lemifrach, because a male Mitzorah has many different halachos than a female Mitzorah. Mal Zachar Shekinton, Priya, Frima, Vasubitash Shamita, Tomer and Keva Dulau. A whole list of halachos that don't apply to a female Mitzorah. Therefore, we would never learn any of the halachos from one to the other. So we need Nekeva to teach me about Sharmayanos. Ubeisil respond, Lichtav Rachmana bin Nekeva v'lo bay Zachar. Then let it just say bin Nekeva, and I can learn Zachar from Nekeva. Why does it have to mention both? Vana amina, man Nekeva shein natuna priya frima v'enasur b'tashramita Rabbi Rachmana mayin osel. Zachar l'kolshkin. Now we'll figure out on my own that if by a Nekeva where it doesn't have all these chumras, still we say that her mayanos are tamei, so Zachar's mayanos are of course tamei. So why does it have to say it by a Zachar? It may know in the Zachar, it's may in the Nekeva. If it doesn't, we don't need it to be said by a Zachar. It must be applying to a Nekeva. We may know in the Mayanoseha, and if we don't need it to be teaching us about the Mayanos of a Nekeva, Tzneiwin Yin L'Dama must be teaching us about the Dam of a Nekeva, L'Tami Dam Tarashla. And that's where I get my din, says Beis Hillel, that the Dam Tara of a Mitzora'as is going to be Tamei. Ubeshame would say, no, that's an invalid analysis. Zachar mi Nekeva Loasya, you could not derive Zachar from Nekeva either. Dikal Mirfak Mal Nekeva Shkin Matam Mayanos from Zachar Delo. Because Nekeva has certain Chumra that a Zachar doesn't have, namely that a Nekeva, when she sees Dam Ba'ones, it will be Matami her. Zachar, if it sees Dam Ba'ones, something happens that brings on the Dam, will not become Tamei. So Beis Hillel, Kaim Bibi Mitzorah, Parchi Mili, Dezav, Beis Hillel says, yeah, but that's not a Chumra about Tzara'as. That's a Chumra about Ziva. Tzara'as, there's no Chumra that a Zachar has over a Nekeva. So why shouldn't you be able to learn Zachar from Nekeva? Obey Shammai, Shum Tumah Parchi, Din. Hashemir says, as long as there's some chumrah in the world of Tumah, we don't need to get into details. V'yibay yisei ma'amri lach beishamai, hay lezachar mibay lezachar, kol shu zachar ben gadol ben katan. Or beishamai could just respond, no, I already need that lezachar for a different drasha, to tell me that it doesn't matter how old he is. U'beisil nafkulumi zostarasazav ben gadol ben katan. Beisil will say, I have a different drasha to teach me, that it doesn't matter whether he's a gadol or a katan, in regards to his Tumah status. Amar Rav Yosef, ki pasher Rav Shimon ben Lakish b'zav b'yihathi. When Rav Shimon ben Lakish was darshaning the part of the halachos of a zav, he asked the following shaila: Re'ir rishonah shel zav katan, ma'u shetameh b'maga. We know that a katan can become a zav if he sees ziva twice. What about the first re'ir? Normally, a zav sees ziva just once; he has a din of a balkari. But a katan can't become a balkari. So when the zav sees a re'ir once, as a katan, does he have the tumah of a balkari because it's ziva? Or do we assume no? He only has the status of ziva when he sees it twice. So zostar zav asher teitiv menu shechvazara. Pasuk equates zav with shechvazara. Amar Rachmana kol shechvazara shelo metame, ria rishona shelo metame. I kiven shechvazara shelo lo metame, ria rishona nami lo tetame. Should we assume that only someone who has shechvazara that could be metame, the ria rishona could be metame, but a katan who can't have shechvazara be metame, is ria rishona should not be metame either? Or should we say no, but if he sees a second time he's going to be a full-fledged zav, so maybe he should be tamei also now with the first time. So Amarava Tashma will bring a raya. We include a zav katan to have the same exact halacha as a zav gadol. So just like a zav gadol with a single re'iyah is already mitamei, a zav katan with a single re'iyah is already mitamei as well. Okay, we'll pick up with the next shayla tomorrow.